fellow veterans, and I know we have some VSOs present, other distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very honored, most honored to be here today, the week before Veterans Day, when the nation will pause to honor its men and women who have contributed greatly to preserving our way of life. And as I say that, I'd also like to pause just for a second to express my great sympathies for the men and women at Fort Hood, Texas, that had that terrible tragedy yesterday. They and their families are in very difficult times. I can tell you that I know the commanders there. They're being well cared for.
Shinseki traveled to USF to speak about the new post-9/11 GI Bill, which includes provisions to aid in the transition many veterans face while trying to adapt to civilian life. For veterans returning home with plans of utilizing their GI Bill to attend school, Shinseki says the Department of Veteran Affairs is implementing programs to help smooth the change, which can be shocking for some.
Well, this tragedy at Fort Hood is unexplainable whenever it happens. I mean, it's an environment in which security is a high premium, just given the kinds of operations that are underway. And so I can tell you, my guess is that day-to-day, that level of security is more than adequate, comparatively speaking, to off-base. And there's no way to explain this. I mean, this is senseless.
Shinseki's visit was part of an all-day conference discussing strategies on how to improve veteran care, with a special focus on those students entering college after war. The post-9/11 GI Bill is slated to cover not only tuition, but books, supplies, and housing stipends.
Here at USF, we're piloting our Vet Success on Campus program. It is designed to support new veterans as they transition from the rigors of military operations to the responsibilities of civilian life to the rewards of student life. It's an idea whose time has come as thousands of new veterans undergo reintegration and adjust to campus life after experiencing the highly structured, high-risk, hyper-stress environments of military operations. By providing on-campus benefits assistance and adjustment counseling, Vet Success on Campus is at the leading edge of VA's drive to provide veteran-centric care and services to all veterans, especially those who are coming off the operational battlefields, they who have borne the battle.
Post-traumatic stress disorder is something that Shinseki says was once ignored but is now being dealt with on a regular basis.
I just spoke to these veterans next door, young veterans. I asked them how many of them were combat veterans, and a number of hands went up. And I told them they were all dealing with PTS, not the D, post-traumatic stress. If we deal with that properly, early diagnosis, treatment, people get better, and they don't go to the disorder.
Homelessness, depression, and unemployment are also issues that Shinseki says Veterans Affairs are taking a hard look at and trying to decrease through prevention and the availability of programs.
I would just tell you that we know that veterans lead the nation in homelessness, in depression, in substance abuse, and suicides. And they're generally right up there in joblessness as well. And so the two conferences that we've handled here this last 2 weeks, last week we had a summit on mental health in which we partnered with the Department of Defense and put together their professionals and ours to think about how we do this better.
The proposed 2010 Veteran Affairs budget is expected to increase 15% from last year, and a large amount of that money is expected to go towards medical care, including increased focus on mental health.
We are awaiting a 2010 budget that's right now already laid out, but we're awaiting passage. If that bill passes the way it's laid out, there'll be $3.2 billion next year for homeless programs, $2.7 billion of that in medical services. The last $500 million would be for housing programs. Which tells you that 85% of the homeless problem is seen as medical. And so we need to do something about that.